fire.
Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey folks, it seems that Coach's camera has frozen on us, so give us just a moment. We are reconnecting. Anybody want to come in and say a few words?
I'll come in. It's Liberty Mel. Hey, I was going to make the announcement that the Ecclesia Bible study is tonight at 7 o'clock. So I will put the link in the chat for those of you who are not in the queue. The way that you get into the Ecclesia Bible study is to go to thelibertyactionnetwork.com, click events. And it is called the Ecclesia Bible Study number 3. So Rochelle and I will be there, and we hope that you'll join us. So we've had a lot of really good discussions. We're studying the book of Revelation, the first 3 chapters. So whenever you get into Revelations, you're talking about eschatology and all the different views and the letters to the churches. So it's, you know, we've gotten through the first church. And if you've missed the first 2 parts, go to thelibertyactionnetwork.com. Excuse me. Click on the media tab. And the first 2 Bible studies are there. So as you're looking at the screen, the events tab there at the top, you can see the events. That's where you go to the Bible study. And then at the top, if you've missed the other 2, go to the media tab, which is where he is now. Okay, now he's at the events tab. Click on the title of the Bible study. And then the blue link there is the Zoom link that will take you into the Bible study.
This is so complicated. Spencer, is there any way to make this easier? Can they put it on the home page? Click here to join. Is that, are we able to do that?
I was okay. Just trying to cover time for you, Coach, while you were coming back in. So thanks, everybody.
Well, thanks for doing that, Mel. Complicated. People, especially older folks like me, not real good on the internet, technology, yada, 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 cell phones, stuff all drives me nuts. I'm sure it does you. Lord, just thank you for this day. May you be glorified through all we say and all we do here. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Wow, I got something I really want to dive into today here, man. First of all, second of all, third of all, I don't even know where to begin. I had the greatest experience yesterday. First of all, computer, I'm sorry for what happened yesterday. Jeez, that's crazy. It stressed me out, the whole program. And Vinny is worth something, I guess. Vinny said, Coach, just unplug your computer. So I did. I unplugged it for about 4 hours. The next thing you know, there was life back in it. So I don't know what the heck was going on, but we seem to be working pretty good today, except, of course, I just got bounced off there. But, oh, man. So yesterday I had the opportunity to go. Listen, I went staking again, and I took my grandson with me.
Sorry, stream, we're having issues. We've lost him again. I don't know what's going on today. Can somebody else come back in? Anybody else want to say a few words this morning? Anybody go staking yesterday? Oh, Coach is back.
Hello.
We're back.
Okay. Gee, are you kidding me? Flopping in and out. We took the rock. And we wrote on the rock Joshua 1:3. And we went around. Spencer, you make me nervous. Am I broadcasting now? Okay, I didn't. It's crazy. It's crazy. We're going someplace really, really good today. But anyway, so little LD and I, we went and we staked a bunch of places yesterday. And my grandson was there with me, and he got to see me do it. And we talked about spirit. Folks, it's so good. Take a little kid, take a child with you and explain to him the world, the devil, the kingdom of God, the kid. darkness. How that? And we have authority here. We got to put our feet here. And Davey and I staked about 10 different places yesterday. He's only, how old is he? 11? And he would write Joshua 1-3 on the stone, and we would get out and we'd pray over the stone, and then I let him put the stone down. Wow, friends, come on. Don't miss this. Don't miss this opportunity. It's right in front of us. Spencer's got me all screwed up here because he's trying to fix everything that's going on. You guys aren't seeing it. I'm just seeing it here on your stuff. So look, one of our jobs is to teach the next generation. And it gave me, in little David's little 10-year-old mind, devil.
This seems like an internet problem, folks. We've lost him again. Not sure what's going on here.
Probably needs to stake his office.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
When you get him in there, tell him to have his wife bring his computer down. His power fan might be a little bit dirty, and that's causing him to have problems. I don't know.
Yeah, we're losing connection to him again. Coach, if you can hear me, maybe grab a phone and we'll jump in. Anybody else want to riff? Daniel Bukowski, what you got to say, sir?
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys that I went to jail for a couple of weeks for driving without a driver's license. And the worst part about being in there is not being able to access the show. It was so weird how that was the thing that like hurt me the most, you know? It's weird. Anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, sir.
You get what I'm saying, right?
Thank you for standing up.
I want to say I got back from North Dakota. Normally, it takes 26 hours straight. It took me 32 hours. There's so much construction and detours and road closures. I'll tell you what, I don't know if you can map it out if you go anywhere, but it was ridiculous. I thought I was never going to get home. Even the truck drivers were confused. In Peoria, we made a left turn. Then they must have realized I was following two truckers. It was the wrong way, so they made a U-turn. Then they realized we were still going the wrong way, so we did another U-turn. And ended up doing about four different U-turns before they figured out where they were going. So, because I knew I wasn't going to know where I was going. So I just kept following them. Figured we're going to get out of this mess.
Coach, here we go.
Other than I'm back. I don't know what's going on. Other than I got something to talk about today that the enemy does not want. That's what I can figure here. Hey, Satan, we just bind you, whatever that means. You have no power and authority here in Jesus' name. Dan Bukowski's got his hand up. Come on in, Dan. What's going on? Come on, get in here.
I already said. Yeah, I already said what I had to say.
Where you were out, you Coach? Been, Dan? Where you been?
I've been in jail. I've been in jail for 2 weeks.
For what?
For driving without the state's permission.
Oh, no. 2 weeks in jail?
Yep. You know, the worst part, Coach, was not being able to access the show. It's weird how it really didn't bother me at all. I made a vacation out of it, you know. Yeah. But not being able to listen to you guys was pretty tough.
Okay. Jared said it looks like it might be an internet issue. Not the computer. All right. I wouldn't doubt it. Maybe I need to reset my browser and all that. Thanks, Dan. Good to have you in here, Dan. Dale, real quick. I got someplace I want to go, and the devil doesn't let me get there. Go ahead, Dale.
No, go where you got to go, Coach.
No, go ahead.
So the flip side of staking, you know, we always use this as gating and, you know, driving out. But there's another passage of Scripture. There's always a flip side. So in Isaiah, you know, Isaiah says this. In Isaiah 54:2, it says, enlarge thy place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. Coach, that is increasing the kingdom of God right there. So it's not just about buying. It literally is about advancing the kingdom of God.
Amen. Hey, brother, I'm telling you, and little LD gets it. Some of you know where I live. You know, we have that spring that runs down at the bottom of the hill. He suggested we go, Grampy, let's go put a stone on that spring where that water runs out of the hill. I said, oh, geez, Lord. Anoint that little guy. Anoint him. If you can understand, water flowing. he understands it maybe more than some of us do. I want to get into it. Everything seems to be cool here, right? Huh? Hey, listen, I'm going to make this offer right now, okay? Folks, help us out here. I know I made this offer last week. This is going to be a sign to me. Donate $33. $33. And I'll send you a hat. Now, the reason I had to raise it up is because it's $8 to mail it. Can you believe that? $8 to mail it. So 33 is a good number. If you would donate $33 today, I'm going to send you a hat. Send you a hat. And a cross hat. One of these hats that you wear and everybody sees you and thinks you're a freak and it's all good. I got to get to where I want to get. Pull up Ohio Canal. It's a standalone email. So when we went staking yesterday, a lot of people didn't get it. I couldn't believe it. Little LD was with me. And it's didn't I send it to you, Spence? Don't tell me I didn't send it to you. Don't say that to me. It says, oh my goodness. Didn't I send that? I sent it on my phone. Hang on, Spence. I'm sending it to you right now. Bear with me. Somebody come on in here a second. Hurry up. Come on in. I'll get this figured out. Come on. Oh, there's why it didn't go.
I'll come in for a second.
There's why it didn't go. Now it went, Spencer. I didn't hit the right button. It's coming to you now. Okay, Craig. Tell us a story, not your life story.
That's a short story. Remember I gave you a couple stakes to go to Lost Legends?
Yep.
You know what I did? I ran the water over those stakes before I gave them to you.
Yeah.
From that little area right there, because I remember the story. I said, yep. Oh, Lord, to put the water over this and put them in the ground. So,
amen, brother. So little LD and I were driving down. Folks, look, here's what I did. Get in your car, have the stuff, and just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Now, this, Mel will understand this, and some others will understand this. This historic marker, we staked this yesterday. This was put up July 4th, 1978, a commemorative put up. Look at this, folks. The Ohio Canal groundbreaking. This was where the Ohio Canal began. If you think about the history, I'm always thinking spiritually, what all took place, the significance of the Ohio Canal as a water route, as a waterway, changed America. Look at this. At this site on July 4th, 1825, Governor DeWitt Clinton of New York, a master mason. What? Look, now, folks, listen. This is a historical marker. Somebody said to me, well, Coach, the Masons are the one that paid to have this. No, 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 no. These historical markers are all across Ohio, all across Ohio. But isn't it amazing that they would say, that the government would say, that Governor DeWitt of New York, a master mason, they pointed the finger at the master mason. He turned the first shovel full of earth for the Ohio Canal. The Ohio Canal initiated by who? Is anybody picking this up other than me? Who initiated the Ohio Canal? Well, it seems to me, the Masons. The ceremony was attended by area citizens and Master Masons. By the way, capital letters, Master Mason. In early 1840s, James A. Garfield, who was to become the 20th President of the United States and a capital letter Master Mason, led tow horses on the canal. And this sign, the 22 lodges of the 19th Masonic District, Coshocton, Knox, and Licking Counties, and the Historical Society. So the lodges and the Historical Society evidently paid for this marker. Dudes, are you kidding me? And right there in the middle, man, something's happening here. Well, it isn't exactly clear. The man with a gun over there. So I want you all to know that we staked the Ohio Canal. We did. LD and I did that yesterday. Mel, you know where that is, don't you? Right there, right across the street from the entrance into Kaiser Lone. Right
I
there.
Sure do. I sure do. I know exactly where it is. I grew up in Heath, Ohio, so I lived there for about 10 years. So,
isn't, that, isn't that amazing? Isn't that, is that amazing, folks?
I've seen that sign, but I've never read the fine print, so that's an awesome find.
I had never read it either. Oh, by the way, somebody said, Coach Dave, what do you do when you're out staking if the cops come along or the owner comes out? Oh, I said, oh, it's simple. Just say, hey, I'm just praying over your property. That's all. Nobody minds that you pray over their property. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I got three computers going here. Okay, I want to take you somewhere today. Is it okay? Hang on. For the good of the group. Anybody have anything that they'd like to bring up right now for the good of the group before I dive in? Because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Craig, go ahead.
Spencer, pull up the last link because this ties into what you're saying. I put it in the chat, Coach. Remember we were talking about solar eclipses? You know, I made a bunch of noise about it. Okay.
Yep.
Started in Salem, Oregon. Salem is right, Jerusalem. Okay. Mm, can you make it bigger? Can you come down a little bit there, solar? I mean, Spencer. Gee, where might that end up at right there? What's that say there? That last little city down there, Coach. Can you see that
one? Well, I said Charleston.
Yeah, you know what Charleston's known for?
Help us.
It is the home of Scottish Rite Freemasonry. Judah, where are you? Can you just tell Coach? That's a sign. Okay.
Mm. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Amen, amen. Okay, listen, let's get rolling. We got to read Proverbs 7 today. Have you guys been doing that? Look, go take some rock with you today. Just go somewhere. Look, here's what I do. I sit in my car and I pray and I say, Lord, cover us and apply this everywhere we go with these stones. I don't get out and say a prayer at every spot. You can if you want to. Remember, it's a spiritual realm we're in. So that prayer applies everywhere. You don't have to say the prayer over and over and over if you want to. By the way, Glenn said New York Governor DeWitt Clinton was a primary force behind the construction of Erie Canal, 363-mile artificial waterway connecting the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean via the Hudson River. While many doubted the ambitious project, Clinton tirelessly promoted the plan, and construction began under his leadership in 1817. The canal was completed in 1825, became a crucial economic and transportation network for the young United States. Hey, Glenn! Is that something? We went to the heart of it yesterday, folks. Little LD and I did. My son, keep my words. Stop, Coach Dave. The wisdom in these proverbs is beyond natural understanding. That's why I believe in God. That's why I believe the Bible. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon your fingers. What, the commandments, the law? Write them upon the tablets of your heart. Say unto wisdom, you're my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Wow. That they may keep thee from strange women. They're not talking about strange women. They're talking about strange spirits. You understand that? From the stranger, which flatters with her words. For at the window of my house, I look through my casement, and behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the young people a young man void of understanding. Vinny, stop that right there. That is a boom, Vinny. We have young men void of understanding. Anybody want to disagree with that? Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Black and dark. And behold, there met him a woman dressed like a harlot and subtle of heart, sneaky, subtle of heart. She's loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without. Now she's in the streets and lieth in wait at every corner. just have written this. Some guy just sit down and write this. So she caught him. Who'd she catch? And she kissed him. And with an impudent face said unto him, why, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I've decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved woods, and with fine linen of Egypt. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and said, come and get in bed with me, world. Come and get in bed with me, world. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. Because daddy ain't home. He's long far away. He hath taken a bag of money with him. And he will come home at the right time. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. Oh my goodness, folks. You get this? A harlot? Get it? A recruiting a righteous man? With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straight. He goes, I like an ox to the slaughter. He couldn't wait to get over there. Or, as a fool. Huh? Yeah, he went after as a fool to the correction of the stocks because he's going to pay a price for what he's getting ready to do. Till a dart strike through his liver. As a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not, it is for his life. You get this picture? This is unbelievable. Devil comes as an angel of light. Pretty woman. Come on. So hearken unto me now, therefore, O you children, that be me and you, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart decline to go her ways. Don't you dare go not astray in her paths. For she has cast down many wounded. Oh, yes, she's done this before. Huh? She has. Yep. Many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is a way to hell, leading down to the chambers of death. Go back up the top of that. Spencer, go back up the top. Who's he talking about? Huh? This sister, this kinswoman who shows up. So let it be written, so let it be done. Amen. 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 All right, pull up. Here's what I'm going to talk about today. Pull up Ron Canole. I'm not going to play this whole song, but I'm going to talk to you about something. Look, go ahead. Go ahead, Gino. Go ahead, Gene.
I was just going to say that she is false religion.
Could be a lot of different things, couldn't it, Gino? Huh? Could it be false religion? Right? The name it, claim it. Huh? Could be. Could be. Could be. It could be a different spirit for different ones of us, right? If it looks too good to be true, it is. It is. Come on in, Jim Stone.
Yeah, I just want to give you one last official boom for that, Coach. And I put Paul's video in the chat if you want to play that sometime today.
Say that again. You put what in the chat?
I put Paul's video of the attempted assassination in the chat.
Okay, it's in the chat, folks, if you want to watch it. I don't have Paul's permission to play it. I'm looking there. Folks, you got to see it to believe it. You got to see it to believe it. So it's under Jim Stone at 7:10 a.m. is the video of the attempted assassination of Paul Goslin. Amen. Okay, so Dale, go ahead. Dale. That's okay.
That word, that is a huge passage of scripture. We've just read right on through it. That word is the enticing of her, what she did to this man. She said, come, my husband's not here. That word in her, because what will happen, it'll pierce his heart. The word there in the end The end word is ahari. It is that which comes after, which you don't see. Coach, he dies in the end. Had he known, because he didn't see it, he had never went to her house. See, Coach, we sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you there longer than you want to, and make you pay more. Coach, if we knew what the end was, we wouldn't do a lot of things that we do.
We would never do it. We would never do it. We would never do it. We don't. So, I want to dive in. I'm going to do, I don't want to say call it a teaching because I don't, everybody think I'm smarter than everybody else. But I think we don't understand this. Hang on a minute. Hang on. Pull up for me. Where is it? No, right at the top. Kingdom. Pull up kingdom. People talk about going to heaven. I'm going, he's in a better place. Folks, look at this. What does this mean? For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Kingdom of God? What about the kingdom of heaven? Kingdom of God? What's the kingdom? Oh, wait a minute. Somebody help me out. Didn't Jesus say, somewhere that the kingdom of God was within? Pull up that first one. Pull up the first one. It says kingdom. Pull that up there. Okay, that's that one. I'm sorry, I get doing this. Pull up number. No, I'll get to it in a minute. The kingdom of God, it tells us, is within us. Within. The kingdom, when I wrote it down, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place again this morning. We're going to go there, not yet, Spence. The kingdom of God is within. Okay, play Ron Canole real quick. Righteousness, peace, and joy. I'm trying to find that. I know I saved it. Where is it? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. What is? I'm sorry. We're going to talk today about the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Play this real quickly.
Righteousness. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Everybody, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Okay, stop it. You stop it. What does that mean? The Bible says that he who was with you shall be in you. So I want to talk today. Thank you, Susie Baldwin. Romans 14, 17. Can you pull that up, Spence? Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom. Somebody help me out here. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom
come.
Oh, no. Boom.
Well, we had a good run there. Somebody want to come in and talk for a minute?
Spencer,
Spencer, can you pull up Luke 17, 20, and 21? I think that's what Coach was looking for, if I'm not correct. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Isn't it the same thing he said to the Samaritan woman at the well? Or not at, I think Samaria, but at the well. They're talking, and she's realizing this guy's more than a man. He's a prophet, and then she's really going to see who he is in a little bit later. But Jesus, what he says to her is so amazing. She's going on about, oh, we're religious people here. We look over there, man. We have this mountain. That's where we go to worship. And she goes, I know. You're a Jew. You're from Judea. You got this Mount Zion. You have the temple. You go to that mountain. I get it. We just need to go to this mountain. And Jesus said, look, lady, look, the day's coming. And it's even now. Why is it now? Because I'm here. In other words, I'm the kingdom. I'm the fullness of the kingdom. It's what he's saying to her. But he said, the day's coming and it's now. You won't need to go to your mountain. We won't need to go to the temple. He says that's because you can now go to the Father in spirit and in truth and worship him without the kingdom, without the mountain, without the temple, without all that bondage. It's a different world now. The kingdom is within you. It's among you. See, so you see how he's transferring that? That's the point Coach is making, I think. Is when you understand that you have the kingdom within you. It's the presence of God. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when you have that in you, you take it with you 24/7. So when you understand this revelation, folks, look, we love to go to church. We love to assemble together. Very important that we do that to stir up love and good works. But the point is you don't need a building to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. You have a direct connection through the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus taught. That's what the apostles taught. And sadly to say, the churches, a lot of them don't even understand this truth. It's a revelation, guys. So,
amen, brother.
So it's very simple to see. When you understand it, it'll hit you, and you'll realize, look, I'm thankful for the building. I'm thankful for cool air and warm in the winter, but it's just a building. We need to see that we are the church. Do we have service? Can you?
Coach, I'm
preaching a little bit. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll let you get back.
It's all good, folks. This is so critical. Spencer's doing an unbelievable job. I've been trying to get on my phone of throwing up different scriptures. Well, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. You can't see it. It doesn't come. It cometh not with observation. Neither are people going to say, oh, look there, look in Jerusalem, or look here. No, the kingdom of God is within you. What the heck does that mean? What does that mean? Hey, Randy, somebody be ready to run with this. Be ready, because I'm gonna open something up to you here. I'm gonna go ahead, Rochelle, quickly, and don't knock me off when you come in. Just kidding.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, this is wonderful. We're all looking for a material representation, yes, of the kingdom: food, drink, lavishness. And what these verses are proving is that no, you can be in jail and still be a part of the kingdom.
How about this one? You better understand this. My good buddy, Chris Clegg, who just passed away. Hey, folks, he just changed locations. He just went from living in a meat suit to the kingdom of God. Because why? Because the kingdom of God has been in him all the time. And he just changed locations. That's all he did. He's in a better place. Hey, look, he's been in a better place. The kingdom of God has been within Chris Clegg ever since I've known him. The kingdom of God is within me. When I die, I ain't dying. I'm changing locations. Now, I'm going to try to, thank you, Rochelle. I want to try to show you something here. I came across this. Please relax with theology. I want you to think. Just want you to think. Spencer, pull up the kingdom of God. Number one. I just did some searching today. What's the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? Do you ever think about that? The concept of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are central to Christianity. Yet many believers struggle to understand the difference between the two. It's, if you're short on time, here's a quick answer. The kingdom of God refers to God's rule and authority. The kingdom of God is where God is king. But the kingdom of heaven specifically refers to the physical place where God dwells. God dwells in the kingdom of heaven, but his kingdom rules over. Do you understand the difference? Kingdom of heaven is where he lives. The kingdom of God is what comes to us. His rules, his regulations, his do's and his don'ts, his power, his authority. It all comes to us because why? He is king. But the kingdom of heaven is where he is. God's in heaven. In his comparison guide, we're going to analyze it for you, okay? So here we go real quickly. Again, put your theology aside and just think. God's going down, Spencer, divining the kingdom of God, God's sovereign rule. The kingdom of God refers to God's authority and reign over all creation. That's the kingdom of God. Folks, we're under the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of heaven. They're different places. Kingdom of heaven is where he is. But his kingdom exercises authority over his vast domain. The Bible, we read about setting up kings to rule over his people, disposing wicked rulers. He established governments and brings them down according to his divine purposes. Earthly rulers with free will are under God's sovereign oversight. That's why we hear it say, raises one up, brings another down. Because why? Kingdom of, oh my goodness, this is so deep. Go scroll on down. See, we're under the... When God reigns supreme over the whole universe, the primary focus of his kingdom, the kingdom, is to rule over the hearts and lives of people. Remember Jesus prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. The kingdom of God concerns the inward spiritual relationship with God that manifests itself outward in obedience to his word. That's the kingdom of God. Remember, heaven is a place. Kingdom speaks to authority. Everywhere you go, if you're a believer, you carry the authority. You carry the kingdom of God with you, which is connected to kingdom of heaven, where God rules, reigns, lives. Entrance into the kingdom when a person acknowledges Jesus Christ as Savior. God's kingdom advances on earth, and more people surrender their lives to him. Jesus made it clear that the kingdom of God does not originate with human effort or power. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. It comes from heaven. His kingdom authority comes from heaven where he lives. It comes from heaven by God's divine authority. Only those born again by the Spirit can inherit the kingdom. Wow. And so it's inclusive of all believers. The kingdom of God embraces all who trust alone for salvation. That's the kingdom of God. We're expanding the kingdom. We're bringing more people into the kingdom. We're bringing them into the kingdom. Not heaven. Kingdom of God coming down. Regardless of ethnicity, gender, whatever, all that other stuff, every born-again believer has entered into the kingdom. You're born again, you have kingdom authority, and you're a citizen of heaven, which is where you're going to go. Yet there's a unity in diversity. and all believers, members are the same body of Christ. We're the church. We are the church, not denominationally. Those of us who have Christ in us, the hope of glory, we are the church. I'm going to get this done as quick as I can. I'd rather talk to you guys. Okay, so I'll put this in the chat, Spencer. So there's a physical kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is often viewed by scholars as referring to a physical kingdom where God reigns. Folks, we can't see it, but there is a real heaven, and God rules and reigns from there. But the kingdom of God has come to us. The kingdom, meaning the power, and is anybody picking this up but me? Meaning the power, the authority, the rules of God, that is the kingdom of God. It's come to us. He's come to us, not the kingdom of heaven. That's where he is. In addition, the kingdom of heaven is regarded as the dwelling place of God. The kingdom of heaven can therefore signify the spiritual realm where God's presence fully abides, as opposed to the physical realm where his reign is not yet fully manifested. So David and I, little LD and I yesterday, we went here on earth and advanced a spiritual kingdom here on earth. We are acknowledging that he is king over America. We're just bringing his... Oh my goodness. Kingdom of heaven is exclusive. Only the righteous get to enter it. Oh yeah. Only those get to, kingdom of heaven. Now, not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God's coming down. Kingdom of heaven's wherever. Are you confused yet? Am I confused? Scroll on down. So to inherit the kingdom requires faith and obedience to God's command. So if you inherit the kingdom, you're going to go there. You inherited it. Statistics in 2002 show that around 65% of adults identify as Christians. Jesus' words indicate that inheriting eternal life in the kingdom requires far more than identification. Two kingdoms, the present kingdom and the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of God, the rule of God here, the kingdom of heaven of where we're going. They're two different. All right. Put in the chat. I'm not going to continue to beat it up on it because some of you are confused. I just feel it. So maybe some of you can come in here and help me and understand that the reason that we are able to go stake and because why? We are his ambassadors. He all powers given unto me, both in heaven and earth. He said, you go because why? You're going to advance the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of heaven. You're awful quiet out there. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a... Do you want kingdom authority in your life? Righteousness, peace, and joy in your life? Well, that is authority given to you by the kingdom of heaven from God to you here. And people that we say are going, who died and they went to heaven, that's a kingdom where Jesus lives, where God lives. We're not in that kingdom yet, but we have all the benefits of the kingdom available to us. Why? Because the kingdom of God is within. I'm probably confused more than anything. Some of you think I'm a heretic. Folks, you ain't going to heaven when you die. You're already there. You just, the earthy part just falls off. Help me out, Dale. They're not getting it. I can tell we're not lighting up. Well, we have Jesus all authority. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth.
Well, it's Jesus taught in parables, so maybe this will help, Coach. You have a light plug in your hand, but unless you plug into the source where that power current flows through and into, and then it lights the light. Jesus says, I'm leaving you. It's expedient. It's important I do because one is coming. Look, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are three in one. He is the power source, the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8:22 says this. Don't you know? I think they didn't know, Coach. He said, don't you know that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in you. We're plugged
in.
Not
only that, it says those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God is a spirit. He's a
John chapter 4. That was John chapter 4. He says, there's coming a time, even and so now, that they that worship me must worship in spirit and in truth. And so, Coach, that being plugged into that source, Coach, if we're not plugged in, the Holy Spirit bears witness of Christ, and it dwells in temples no longer made of hands, but made by him. We are the temple. The source is within us. We plug into it. And guess what? The kingdom of heaven, where he rules and reigns from, and the kingdom of God, which dwells from within us, that's the power source of the Holy Spirit. It's now in us. It desires to manifest itself in us, to us, and through us.
Amen. Amen. Walk in the kingdom. Now look, kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is a place. The kingdom of God is authority. They're not the same. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you do a little Google search.
Matthew chapter 6, 32.
You'll find out how many times, huh? You'll find out how many different, I had it somewhere. Spencer, Google it real quick. How many times the kingdom of God is mentioned and the kingdom of heaven. They are not the same thing. Google number two. Maybe number two shows you. Yeah, just open that up a minute. When you open that up, maybe it's number four. Now, there it is. There are the characteristics of the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, joy, God's rule. Spiritual reality. See, we're going around when we escape. We're walking in God's authority. Huh? We're expanding his kingdom here on earth, not in heaven. Heaven's where he lives. The phrase kingdom of God is mentioned 70 times in the New Testament. The Gospel of Matthew uses the kingdom of God 32 times. The term kingdom appears 162 times in the New Testament, but most references relating to either the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. They're not the same thing. Overall, the concept of the kingdom is a central theme in the New Testament, particularly in the gospel, where it's mentioned 126 times. Jesus says, all power is given unto me. I give it to you. Go. Now, but hang on. God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit. But God wanted to speak to the people, and the only way he could do it was to put a spirit in a man. He's in the man to come down. Because the kingdom of heaven where he lives, and the kingdom kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Jesus brought the kingdom of God. He brought the kingdom of God to earth. He said, you guys are in charge. Here you go. Here you go. You're in charge. Go do it. Go do all this stuff. Go into all the world. Teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Love them with you always. Even in the day. And if you do that, they'll make it into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you, I get it. I don't know if you guys do. I don't know if you do. I know. Look, I understand today is Pearl Harbor bombing. I got it. Okay. That's today. Let's not get distracted here. Randy. In other words, the bomb was dropped in Hiroshima. This is the day the bomb was dropped in Hiroshima. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, Coach. This is the truth. This is a great revelation, Coach. But it takes time. We've been taught something our whole life that says, you know, future, heaven's in the future, heaven, you know, it is a place. But what you're trying to show here is very real, Coach, and it's very true. But if you read John chapter 14, and I'll tell you why I know the church has missed it, because at many, many funerals, Coach, they talk about, you know, well, I'm going up to my mansion, you know, just over the hilltop, you know, yeah, that song was very erroneously written. But that's what people believe because of their eschatology. So it's a future destination. I get that. It is a future destination, but the kingdom of God is now. It's as soon as the Holy Spirit comes into you. That's when it is. But,
that's right.
So if you read John chapter 14, especially it's just 1 to 23, Coach, in summary, what Jesus is doing, he's preparing them for the coming of the Holy Spirit. He's teaching them about the Holy Spirit. So when he says there in verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. Well, and if you keep reading, Coach, he's going to teach on the Holy Spirit. But then in verse 23, it sums it up. So Jesus answered, and he said to him, said to Judas, who asked the question, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He's talking about the Holy Spirit, Coach. He's not talking about a mansion in heaven. The mansion is you, your body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. That is the mansion. And when you get this revelation, your whole world's going to change. You're going to understand what you're talking about. But until you transfer heaven and get this in the right perspective of what heaven and earth is in the kingdom, you can't see this, Coach. So
okay, Rand. So let me go. I got to get some stuff in here, right? Go to number 3. I think it's the one I want. Number 3. The keys to the kingdom. Jesus said he's going to give us the keys to the kingdom. What? Now watch this, because these keys ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of heaven, the place that you're gone. No. This has to do with the kingdom of God. What are the keys? A love, faith. These are keys that help you abide in the kingdom of God. Love, faith, obedience, repentance, prayer, purpose, fearlessness, or perseverance. What? Yeah. We have the keys to the kingdom. Why? Because at any time, go back up a little bit, Spencer. At any time, I can love. At any time, I can have faith. At any time, I can obey. At any time, I can repent. At any time, I can pray. Those are the keys to the kingdom here now. He said he would give them to us. He would give us the keys to the kingdom. And we've become so heavenly conscious, we're no earthly good, because we forget that the kingdom of God is within us and the kingdom of heaven is where he lives. Oh, my goodness. Oh my! It's like Washington, D.C. That's the seat of the government. But I'm supposed to have all authority in my own right here, aren't I? Each individual is supposed to have it. It's the same model. Kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Kingdom of heaven is where God lives, where we all go. But the kingdom of God is here now. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, Rochelle. Am I confusing you all out there? Is anybody picking this up?
Keep going. You're all right.
I want you to know this. I'm talking about me now. I'm getting a deep revelation of this, folks. We're supposed to be walking in this authority. Why? Because the kingdom of God has come. Not the kingdom of heaven. There'll be different rules when you get to heaven, but the kingdom of God is within us. We have all the authority of heaven here, now. Go, Rochelle.
Thanks, Coach. I just wanted to mention that when I first understood this, that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, however we're confused are, that we're a part of this right now.
Well, they're clearly two different things, Rochelle. They're clearly two different. They're not interchangeable. We use them interchangeably, but they're not interchangeable. The kingdom of heaven is where God lives, and he makes the rules, and that's called the kingdom of God. And he sends the rules and regulations and all, sends that all down to us, and we're supposed to live under the kingdom and authority of God here on earth. The kingdom is within us, and then when we pass, we go to the kingdom of heaven, where we go to Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Once you realize this, that you're a part of this already, and that you're granted power and authority, you've got a responsibility. But the thing is, we're all just a bunch of baby Christians that right. need to learn some stuff before we feel confident in testifying. I think of Saul when he got knocked off his high horse, and then he went to study for 3 years, right? It was 3 years before he came back out preaching as Paul. So and he was smart, guys. He understood the Old Testament, the law, and everything to a T. He understood how Jesus fulfilled every single thing. And it still took him 3 years under someone's tutelage to understand how deep this goes. So before, this is a little intimidating for us to think that we've got this power and authority. But that's what reading your Bible and listening to good
That's why he came, to give us the authority of the kingdom of heaven here on earth.
That's right, Coach. But one more thing, Coach. I have heard several studies where women are not supposed to be a part of this, where, you know, because there's this one passage where they told the women to be quiet in church, it means we're supposed to be quiet everywhere. And that's a cowardly way out. There are several key passages that teach women how to be a part of the kingdom.
You're on a different issue. Go, Roger.
You know what, Coach? You know what's fascinating? Did you know that when Jesus was here, he did always those things which pleased his Father? He didn't do anything apart from the Father doing it through him.
He said,
the words that I speak to you are not my words, but the Father that dwells in me. He does the works. So here's the question.
He stood before Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you a king?" Does anybody know what he responded? Does anybody know what he responded? My kingdom is not of this world.
Yeah.
I'm not an earthly king. I'm a spiritual king. All power, all authority given unto me. All of it. All of it. Are you a king? He said, Pilate. He says, those are your words, not mine. He was the king of the kings and the lord of the lords. I'm sorry, I'm running out of time. Moderator.
Well, could this be part of the scripture too that says, we know not, our people perish for lack of knowledge. Could this fit right into this and saying, look, you've had this authority. I gave this to you to use. And why aren't you understanding it? And why aren't you using it? And all this stuff's happening because you're not using it.
That's Chad, because they've been teaching us that the kingdom is where we go. Not that it's come. Kingdom of heaven, Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning in heaven. It's a different place, the kingdom of heaven. But we're initiating the kingdom of God. We're taking heaven and bringing his authority to earth. They're not the same. Oh, this is deep. Alan.
Coach, you know what business I'm in, and you know how we travel around everywhere. And our business is very dependent upon the weather. And I've said this before, probably years ago, but we've been rained out 5 times since 2014, Coach. Only 5. And that's all we do year round. That's all we do. And most times it's on the weekends. And Coach, we've prayed away more rain, more storms. I mean, I could show you, I take pictures on my phone. I take snapshots where I can prove the timeline, what time it was, what the weather looked like. And I could show you that just God, whenever the storm came up and Jesus was asleep, when they woke him up, master, if you don't get up, we're going to perish. Well, first of all, the king said, let's go to the other side, number one. But number two, he rebuked them first because he gave them the power and authority over the storm. Yep. They should have left him alone and let him sleep, and they should have rebuked the storm. He rebuked them first before he ever talked to the storm.
Amen, baby. This is so deep. This is so good. Huh? We don't have understanding. We don't know. The kingdom of God is within. And when you go and you prayer walk and you put your stones down, that is that's like what they call a notary public. Boom! I have the authority. Boom! That's what the stone does. Mel.
Yeah, you know, we started this show talking about Freemasonry. I really believe that Freemasonry has infiltrated the churches, and that's where a lot of this false doctrine has come from, and people believe it. And so I just think it brings us full circle back to Freemasonry and the enemy.
I would say this, Mel. Masonry, Freemasons,
does not have the power it once had. Back in the days of George Washington and all those guys, I don't think it has that power, but we have to crush it. Power is still there. We have to crush it. But its authority is not what it used to be. Jim, quickly.
Yeah, just wanted to say, did you hear about Jessica Roth? One of the judges who persecuted the J6 defendants, she got fired last week.
Oh, yeah? Too bad, huh?
Yep.
Oh, judgment's coming, folks. Judgment's coming. Judah, quickly.
Yeah, Coach, she just mentioned it. And, you know, obviously, you have to give clear understanding to it, but it's the education part that most people are missing. Freemasonry is black magic. And if you don't understand what that means, if you play with fire, you have to understand Freemasonry is the worship of Lucifer.
Amen.
So we're dealing
with
a spiritual component, and you're dealing with God versus Satan. So we as Christians, we know our authority in Christ, but we are going against demonic forces.
Amen.
And so that is their game. They won't let the rest of the world know where they are and what they do because they take an oath to secrecy. As Christians, we don't take an oath to secrecy. We are in the light. And we take authority and walk in the light. And we tell the world what we're doing and where we're going and what his message is while they hide in the darkness of black magic.
We got to run. God bless you. See you tomorrow.